Hey, friends, and welcome back to Health Simple Radio. Today, I'm joined with Dr. Barun Gurain, who has a PhD, and he's also the author of The 7 Essentials to Transform Your Life. Before we get into this episode, I want to just share a couple things with you that are going to help you throughout your keto and weight loss and just getting healthy journey, okay? Now, there's two things that I think are the best opportunities that I can share right now to help you. Okay, to help you with improving what you're putting in your body and to help you save some money, okay? Who doesn't want those two things? The first thing is if you're ever looking to supplement on the ketogenic diet, and there's some supplements that I highly recommend, okay? This could be electrolytes, this could be collagen or whey protein if you need extra protein, if you're exercising well on keto. And for some, this could be exogenous ketones or MCT oil to help accelerate weight loss further. If at all you want to supplement or you already are supplementing, you've got to watch out because the supplement industry is like the wild, wild west. And so there's one supplement company that I recommend. I've met them. I've validated their products and looked into the ingredients. And it's one of the only whole food, real natural ketogenic products that are out there. And this is the company called Perfect Keto. So I highly recommend if you want to get any supplements, you can get 15% off right now if you go to perfectketo.com and use the code Kyle15. You can also go to perfectketo.com/Kyle15, I think, or just use the code Kyle15. Guys, if you're ever looking for supplements, I'm telling you right now, this is the best keto company and really one of the best just all natural whole food supplement companies out there. So Perfect Keto and use the code Kyle15. One other thing, and this is my favorite company and my favorite product that's out there, and that's to anyone here who's trying to lose weight or who is on the ketogenic diet, if that's you and you enjoy alcohol, maybe you enjoy a glass of wine, okay? Well, most wines and most alcohols, for that matter, are not good for you if you're trying to lose weight or if you're on the ketogenic lifestyle, okay? But there's one company, they're called Dry Farm Wines. This is honestly the coolest thing there is. They make one of the only, all natural, truly organic, sugar-free, and that's added sugar, refined sugar, and natural sugar, sugar-free, low alcohol wines, okay? These wines you can drink, and a lot of people will drink a whole bottle a night and still stay in ketosis. That's how good this wine is, okay? It's delivered and made in the U.S., so it's only for those who are in the U.S., but they've bought up some farms in France, and that's where they get it from. They bottle it and they deliver it right to your door. It's pretty amazing. But again, it's one of the only ketogenic wines that I have ever seen. So if you like to enjoy a glass of wine with dinner or with company, and you know you're sick of buying the stuff that's full of sugar and high alcohol that gets you out of ketosis from the store, just go to Dry Farm Wines, and I'm going to put a link in the show notes for both of these. But if you go to dryfarmwines.com/healthsimple. What you're going to do is not only are you going to get this amazing wine, but you're going to get your first bottle for just one penny. One penny, that's it. Okay, your first order, you'll get your first bottle of wine for just one penny. They have tons of different brands, red and whites. But guys, this wine is truly amazing. It tastes awesome, and it's sugar-free, low alcohol, meaning you can drink it and still lose weight, drink it and still stay in ketosis. So those are the two things that I would recommend to basically every client that I have and student that I have, and I would recommend to you if you're on a weight loss journey or part of the ketogenic lifestyle. Otherwise, thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoy that, but I hope even more that you enjoy this next episode. Doctor, thank you so much for joining me here.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle, and really looking forward to talking to you.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I love what some of the components, which we're going to talk about of your book, and actually most of them, talk about because, you know, it's really part of the reason why I moved to Bali. Sunlight, you know, getting grounded and being outdoors, you know, a lot of what you're talking about, what transforms your life. Before we get into some of the specifics, I'm curious, what got you so interested in this topic to begin with?
Okay, that's a great question. In fact, I'm actually a metallurgical engineer. You know, for those who don't know, metallurgy is about extraction of minerals and metals from rocks, from ore bodies. So I've been working in the mining sector or resource sector for the last 25 years now. And my focus has been always on technology and innovation, more on looking at automation, looking at artificial intelligence, bringing digital into mining space and things like that. So technology has been a very important part of me for the last 20 years. Now, what I'm finding that technology has been a boon to humankind. You know, like for us, it has done tremendous, things for us. You know, can you imagine, the comfort and convenience that we have right now, the communication that we have and choices that we have right now are tremendous. You know, that was just not possible before.
And for so us, I've been talking right now over this over this podcast.
This is unreal. You know, this is just unreal. You know, I'm actually sitting in Toronto right now. And, talking to you in Bali, which is just marvelous, and seeing each other. Fantastic. So that is all fine about technology. But what really intrigued me is that, despite all these advancements in technology, we still have a lot of issues going on around the world. We have, depression, we have got stress, we're talking about, health issues, physical, mental, emotional health, and all kinds of issues, and I've been very fortunate that during the last 20 years, I've been traveling all across the world, almost the five continents. And I've been spending a lot of time with many communities, including remote communities, imagine in across the Arctic, with some of the mining communities there in the Andes, in the middle of Australia, you just name it. I find everybody is going through the same issues, despite all the advancement. So the question that I've been asking myself is, why such a gap, I mean, technology is there to help us to make our life better, but I'm just seeing the reverse, we are actually struggling. So what's going on? So that really intrigued me a lot, And in fact, when I was working with many of the top professionals, they all asked me the same question. Barun, I had a wonderful education, great schooling, great university, great career. And now look, I'm in a very senior role with, good income. But yet, I'm not fulfilled. Something is missing in me. So all these questions intrigued me. In fact, I was the same as well. I was, feeling exactly the same way, despite all the successes that I had in the past. So that intrigued me and that made me think, what is missing, So, just cutting the story short, what I found that despite all the advancements, the choices that we're making right now are not the right ones. What I'm finding that we have disconnected ourselves with seven essentials that make life possible in the first place. And the more convenience, more comforts we're looking for, the more we're getting away from all these seven essentials. So that intrigued me, and that was the findings of my research. So I just put them into, initially it was just for my own notes, for my own sake to really make my life better. When slowly my family, my friends started to use it, I said, wow, that looks very interesting. And this is a learning process. This is not like the end all thing. This is just a learning process. So I shared this with many people and they all liked it. I said, well, why don't you put this into book, so that others can also take advantage of it while we're learning and, sharing each other. So this is really the background of my book. And there we are after maybe a couple of years of writing. Finally, it got published, and so now there it is.
Well, that's amazing, and it's funny. You went from mining to all of a sudden to health. It's quite the transition. But what was that connection for you? Where it was like, I'm in mining, and I want to be helping people in that health. What sort of brought that connection together?
I'm still in the mining industry. In fact, I haven't left I'm still the CTO for a major mining company, and that's my full-time role. So this is something I'm doing as a passion. And I feel that human beings are human beings. It doesn't matter where we are, whether in the mining or in petroleum or in IT or in any health field. We're all human beings and we all need the same things. So even though I'm working in parallel, but I feel that nothing is disconnected, Nothing is disconnected. I could have my full professional job at the same time. I can also, work towards my own health and the betterment of other people's health. So that's really what this is all about.
Absolutely. Well, let's sort of talk about what some of these seven essentials are. Is there a specific order or do you want to just name them out? What do you think? Let's hear what some of this is anyway.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So, see, the theme of this book is to really make us aware of the seven essentials. And what I've tried to do is try to bring together some of the tools, techniques, and technologies so that we can bring these seven essentials into our day-to-day living. You know, so now the key one is breathing life force. See, what I've realized that we can, you know, I've done many, many fastings, you know, with various, what I find that I can live without food for months. I can live without water for weeks, but breathing, even for a few minutes, you know, I just cannot. After that, I'll be gone. So this really intrigued me, you know, what, how important breathing is in our day-to-day living, yet we just are so, you know, we're not really paying a lot of attention to this most essential thing. We're paying a lot of attention to food, our careers, everything else, but not breathing. And one thing that really intrigued me is that, you know, everything, you know, all throughout your life, you know, the only thing that will remain with you is your breath until your last breath. That's the most fundamental thing. This is going to remain with you all the time. So let's make breath your best friend. So how to do this? So I actually talked to quite a few people, a lot of doctors, even yogis as well, because I know they have been doing a lot of, you know, I mean, their focus has been on breath because, you know, that's the connection between the physical and the non-physical dimension. So for them, breath is a no-brainer. So I learned a lot from them. So I've spent a lot of time with some of the yogis, and they taught me that, you know, the first thing you should do in your life is focus on breath. Make sure that you have the deepest breath possible and make sure your lungs is at full capacity, even if you're at 90 or 100, you know? I said, wow, that's amazing. So that's how I learned about breathing. And I feel that this is number one priority for everybody. So in my book, what I've done, I've actually put together, you know, seven different ways to bring breathing life force into our bodies. You know, one is obviously make sure that you live in a place where you get clean air. You know, because there's so much of pollution all across in Toronto. I mean, Toronto is actually much better than many other cities I've lived in. but there are cities around the world where you should not be living, really. It's almost like 6%, 8% oxygen content. You know, this is a disgrace. And there are many industrial areas, you know, where. So the point is that the first and foremost thing we should do is live in a place where it's close to the nature, get some fresh air. That's so important. And I've lived in the corporate world for so many years. I find people living in the offices, you know, big tall buildings in Toronto. I can see right behind me are all these big offices in the Bay Street. And you're there for almost 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours in that space. And my feeling is this is something that we have to embrace it. You know, this is fundamental to our living. So that's number one, Kyle. I mean, I don't want to go into the more details, but there are various ways of bringing that into your life, into your system, and, you know, make yourself much more aware of it.
Well, I love that you start with your breath. And I think that, you know, so many people live their lives on autopilot, and we just let breathing be on autopilot, right? Because we can, and we don't realize the impact of it. And a lot of that comes down to our stress and anxiety and depression, which so many people are suffering with. And again, a lot of that can just be dissipated from breathing and taking time to just notice your breath and slow it down, and even do different breathing techniques, which I've talked about on a few different episodes on this podcast. So I do love that you start there. And it's funny, you talk about, you know, finding time to go back into nature and kind of get away from the big buildings. I used to live in Toronto, and I used to be in the corporate world until last year, until I moved out here in Bali. And as I look at your seven essentials to transform your life, some of them, you know, resonate with me really well, because one is to walk barefoot on earth. And I haven't worn shoes in, I don't even wear sandals. I go everywhere barefoot, and I love it. Why don't you talk about that? What is it about walking barefoot? Because people think I'm weird. I send pictures home, people are like, yo, put some shoes on, man. Your feet are dirty. What is it about?
No, this is very fascinating. I'm glad you're doing it. You are doing really good for yourself and the world around you. I mean, this is a fantastic thing you can do. Somehow we got trapped into this shoes business, you know. And my feeling is, and I've seen that. See, our body is always producing toxins, you know, like all these positive ions all over the body. And this has to go out. Like, I've been traveling nonstop for 20, 25 years. And in the initial days, I used to get jet lagged. And then I happened to discuss this with Dr. Gabriel Cousins. I don't know if you know Gabriel Cousins, who has written a couple of books. He has Tree of Life, Rejuvenation Center in Arizona. Really, he's got a couple of amazing books. And I also had a chance to interact with David Wolf as well in some of the. And what I find that, you know, and they have been practicing this, you know, walking barefoot for a long time. And I've seen that. Like, I come from India originally. In the morning, the first thing you do is actually go and walk on the grass, moist grass. I was to wonder, why is it, you know? I'm a technical guy. Basically, you know, I'm a technology guy. I just want to know the reason, not just do things blindly. What I found is those positive ions need to get out of the body, you know? And if you don't do that, you'll have all kinds of what you call static everywhere, you know, like when you go, especially in winter, this is going to happen with you. And while I was traveling, I realized this, that, you know, I feel, you know, every time I'm entering a hotel, you know, touch the door, all of a sudden static. So why the hell is happening? You know, I didn't understand that. And then I realized, oh my God, you know, like this positive ions, they have to get out. So when you put your feet on the ground, the negative ions from the earth goes and neutralizes them. And all of a sudden, your jet lag vanishes, you feel good. And my feeling is, we in our day-to-day living, we are producing a lot of toxins. The moment you put your feet on the ground, you are neutralizing yourself. This is beautiful. And I experienced that, you know, with my own, you know, spent a lot of time doing this. And I still actually strongly believe that I think everybody will benefit tremendously. You know, and I think what you're doing is fantastic. You know, this is great.
Well, and so the ions part of it is huge, but then there's also the mobility and injury prevention side of it too. I've actually had someone from the Foot Collective on my podcast. This is probably about a year ago, but our foot is very mobile. It's supposed to be anyway. It has the most joints in the body. And when you basically walk around on pillows, which is what we do when we wear shoes, it immobilizes your foot and those joints become stiff. And so this leads to not just foot pain, but pain up the leg, up into lower back. And so a lot of times when people have all these injuries into old age, usually that can all be prevented just by walking around bare feet, getting your feet mobile, getting them strong, building up your arches, instead of, you know, we wear shoes all day. And then when we start to have pain, we wear, you know, something to help with our arches and support them instead of just building them up and strengthening them. So there's that as well. There's kind of multiple components to it. It's kind of the reason that I walk around barefoot anyway. But I love that that's one of the seven that you include. So we've got walking and barefoot, and breathing. What else can we learn, and what else can we do to sort of transform our life and our health?
Okay, so the first is the breathing life force, which is important. The second one is the water. You know, I call it optimum hydration. The reason is we are 3/4 water, full stop. Full stop. And water has properties that is amazing. I have been researching water for some time now. You know, when you drink water, if you revere water, water tastes different. Hmm. Water has memory. You know, water, and there's so many experiments done. On this. And I strongly feel that we are water. So the moment we drink a glass of water, it becomes part of me. It becomes part of me. So isn't that important to ensure that we drink the water with a lot of reverence, a lot of respect? You know? And that's the reason I strongly feel that once we connect ourselves with water, that's what we are. We can transform ourselves. That's fundamental. You know, talking about many of the health issues I see can be eliminated by just having, you know, proper hydration.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And not just the water, the salt that's in the water as well. You know, I read a couple of books and also experiment myself. You know, if you add a small pinch of, say, Himalayan salt or Celtic salt, whatever, small pinch, you know, and it's something that you can experiment yourself. And I found that sometimes I feel that early in the morning when I drink water with a little bit of lemon juice and pinch of salt, it actually hydrates me like amazing. You know? Mm-hmm. So water is the key element. And I feel that the more we connect with water, the better it is. You know, and so that's really my second essential element.
Now, do you talk at all about tap water that we get when we're in bigger cities versus getting filtered water, or do you differentiate between the two?
Absolutely. Water, I prefer spring water because actually just last week I was in near to Montreal. I was in Quebec in one of the ashrams there, yoga ashrams there, and you get spring water, beautiful spring water. It has been tested by the government. It's very nice. The TDS is probably less than 100 and absolutely no chlorine, no fluorine, no additives in there. It tastes like magic. And now I was drinking water. My wife was there with me. We just, collecting this water. We're right in there, and I think everybody comes and grabs their water. So I was drinking the water from there. This guy comes in, quite a massive, very healthy looking guy comes in, and I just said, "Oh, how beautiful, sweet the water is." He was also saying, "You know what? This water is transforming me." I said, "What happened?" "You know what? I'm diabetic." He said, "I'm diabetic." And I get like 14, 15, and he actually had a something inserted on his arm to measure his blood level, sugar level. And he told me that the moment I'm drinking this water, it goes down from 14 to 8 or 6, 7.
Wow.
And he says, "This is magic." So water is amazing. So to answer your question, tap water, you know what? I think, see, I'm not against the governments or municipal corporations. There's a reason why they put, all these things, because they don't want to, take risks in terms of, but it is our responsibility to see the water that we get from the tap. Is it suitable for us? Is it good for us? If not, do something about it. So I'm very big on putting whole house filters, things like that. Recently I've been putting some shower filters as well. So my feeling is we have to be very careful about what water we drink, what's the TDS, how much chlorine, how much fluorine. And also it's very important is the water structure as well, because it can eat, it can also drink distilled water. Sometimes I've tried distilled water for many years as well. It actually removes all the signatures, of any pollution. That is great, but then you have to structure it because it's highly acidic. It can be pretty damaging if it's not done in a correct way. So all I want to do is, I'm not suggesting anything. I'm in my book, what I'm doing is increase your awareness about water. Be close to the water, feel the water. The water will tell you this is the right water for you or not. That's what I try to do. So I put together seven different ways of making it happen. When you eat fruits and vegetables, it has got structured water. And I always suggest that why don't we eat the food in a very graceful way, enjoy the every taste. The water there will actually hydrate you. So the different sources of water that we can drink in. So it doesn't matter whether you drink tap water or not. All you have to do is be aware the water that you're exposed to, make sure that's the right water for you. And there are a lot of information around nowadays which you can take into account before you make a decision.
I love it. Hydration is so key. And you know what? Water does even more than that. It's just being surrounded by water has shown
Absolutely.
To decrease our stress levels and our anxiety. We're creatures that have, we came from water, right? We were used to be water creatures. So, I mean, it's just part of us. So, it's important to not just drink it, but to be around it as much as possible. Just like, being in nature and that sort of thing. Okay, so what else do we do to get the seven? And it's funny, everything you do is in sevens. All of your seven essentials, and then each recommendation seems to be you have seven recommendations within too. Any reason why you go with the sevens always?
Seven is magic number. Seven is
Magic number?
magic. It's a magic number. It's, some things don't have explanation. It's good to be like
Yeah. Okay, I was just curious.
that.
All right, so where do we move on to now after the water?
Okay, after the water, the third is absorbing cosmic energy. That's where your grounding, came into being. Sunlight, sunshine, sunlight. That's part of that cosmic energy that you get energy from the earth, energy from the sun, from the moon, from the planets. That's extremely important. And what really amazes me that I'm spending a lot of time in many tropical countries, including India, Australia. Actually, I was in Saudi Arabia as well, South Africa. But I find that people have vitamin D deficiency in tropical countries. That amazes me. And if we talk about comfort and convenience, people like the AC rooms, and anything above 35 degrees Celsius is a no-no. We can't go outside, sweating. What the heck? I mean, this is something that beyond my imagination. Sunlight is so essential. In fact, I was reading this article from a British journal. There's so much of in the schools, small children don't go outside, are not exposed to sunlight. They wear glasses. They wear glasses. In fact, the amount of sunlight they're exposed to is less than prisoner inmates.
Wow.
This is unbelievable. I just could not believe this. This is a crime. I mean, getting into sunlight should be a daily habit for everybody. Get exposed to sunlight whole day if possible. Work outside. Like what you're doing, oh my God, you are just the ideal person I'm talking to, you know. Work outside, you know. That's what you're supposed to do, you know. And vitamin D deficiency should not happen, even in Canada. Even though in Canada, I know many take all kinds of vitamin D3 and stuff, which is fine, great. But this is my third essential: be connected with the cosmic energy. Put your feet on the ground, get the sunlight. Evenings, get the moonlight, you know. And obviously, I don't want to go into all the other details about how to tap into the cosmic energy. That's a completely different ballgame where a lot of yogis, a lot of people who does meditation go into that area. But hey, what's there in front of you? You know, why not grab them? You know, it's good for our health, you know.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And you know, I spent so much time in Australia and Brisbane, and people were panicking about going outside in the sunlight. They lathered themselves with all kinds of sunscreen. And what's really amazing is actually something that I learned from one of the articles written from Dr. Mercola, that people who get skin cancers are the ones who spend a lot of time indoors.
Mm, exactly.
So
So I actually met a guy here in Bali who is a big researcher in sunlight, and he started a company called The Light Diet. And I had him on my podcast. I think it's episode number 54. And we spoke for, I think it's a 3-hour long podcast, almost 2.5 hours, all about sunlight. And it was the most mind blowing episode. I think it's my most listened episode as well, but he just talked all about the benefits of sunlight and basically, like, you know, we all think that sun is bad and we need to block it, and we wear sunglasses and contacts and we wear sunscreen, and really all this is blocking the absorption of sunlight, which we need. We need these UV rays. They help keep our cells healthy, help keep us functioning well. You know, we live based off the sun, right? It's crazy when you think about it. When the sun's up, we are all awake, we are all high energy. And then when the sun goes down, what do? We all go to sleep. Everyone in the world goes to sleep at the same time because the sun is down. That's how much we rely on the sun. Yet we're at this point in our life where we're all afraid of it and think it's going to cause cancer. And it's from some really crappy studies that have shown that sunlight or UV rays cause cancer, but they're just insane studies. Anyway, we talk about them in that podcast. I love that you're talking about this because I don't see enough people talking about sunlight. You know, when we talk about health, we hear nutrition, we hear exercise, we hear a bit about breathing nowadays and meditation. But this sunlight thing is so important. And the more I learn about it, the more I'm just absolutely amazed by what it can do for you. And so I find that I'm trying to teach this as much as possible. So I really, really like that this is an aspect of your book and of what you're teaching, because I just find it so important.
Absolutely, absolutely. In fact, what I find that it has a very strong correlation with your cholesterol production and vitamin E production. Mm-hmm. Very, very strong correlation. And I feel that a lot of these health issues that we're talking about, you know, could be resolved just by being in the sun.
Absolutely.
Especially children.
Lowers cholesterol because it helps break down your cholesterol. It lowers blood pressure. It improves, you know, the function of your arteries and your heart. Like, there's so many benefits, and yet we're all so scared of it. It's crazy. I hope at some point soon we kind of turn and realize what we're doing to our bodies by hiding from the sun. But it's just there's so many benefits. It's crazy. Again, check out episode number 54 if you haven't yet.
And I will.
I actually interviewed him again yesterday. So there's going to be another episode coming out with him. Really, really interesting stuff. All right. So cosmic energy, super important, getting grounded, getting in the sun, connecting with nature. Where do we move on to next then?
Well, next one is mindful eating. What I find really amazing is that, you know, all the species, you know, around in the world, they know what to eat. It's human beings, you know, who doesn't know, who hasn't figured out after all these years what to eat. That really amazes me. There's so many books on diet and eating that boggles my mind. What I find based on my research and talking to very healthy people all across the world, all across the world, you know, Peru, India, Australia, you know, in Canada, everywhere. What I find that there are various two or three simple rules. The first rule is eat only when you're hungry. There are many reasons why is it's very important. Many reasons. The first thing is when you're hungry, you know exactly what to eat. I've seen children eating really great food, amazing food when they're hungry. Second thing is eat less. Eat less. You know? I've seen people eating lots of, you know, sprouts and stuff like that, you know, and only to find out they have all kinds of health issues. You know? Eat less. And third thing is eat less and assimilate more, digest more. You know, that's the key. What I found, and this is something that I've learned from Dr. Gabriel Cousins, that when you eat less, you know, the body absorbs the food, assimilate the food, digest the food in a much better way. And the third important thing is you have to individualize your diet depending on who you are. And how to connect with your own food is an art. This is something we all have to learn ourselves. Nobody can teach us. Yes, we can learn from others too, depending on which tradition we come from. Yes, you apply some of the basics, but this is something we have to learn ourselves. That is really the focus of the book. I also talk about good food, bad foods. That's fine. And it's not important. Important thing is we have to know what is the right food to eat. Now, this is funny. I used to take my kids to Toronto Zoo, close by. And there used to be llamas, a couple of llamas there. And my children used to love feeding them, you know, grass or leaves, whatever. And what I noticed is very interesting. They will only eat certain leaves. Mm. And even if you mix the leaves, if the kids will mix the leaves to give it to them, you know, they will know which leaves to eat, which one not to eat straight away. I mean, and that triggered me. So, wow, what is this? And now I'm figuring out what is the right food for me. You know, I mean, every time you see different diets coming in the market, this, that. But healthier people, people who live very long, eat very simple. You know, they eat only when they're hungry. You don't have to have fasting all the time. You know, some people do fasting very good. That's for a different reason. But if you eat, you know, simple foods when you're hungry and nutritious food, highly, you know, dense, you know, nutrient-dense foods, and there are a lot of foods like that all across the world, it's very, very important to make sure that the food that you eat is something that belongs to you. That's something that's going to help you, not just eat some fat food. I've eaten actually a lot of times, I've eaten, you know, taken kale juice. After kale juice, it definitely helped me. But later on, I realized I was detoxing like crazy. My body was getting really, you know, then I realized that, you know, you cannot just keep on drinking or eating things. You really have to understand your body, you know. So the focus in my book is all about understanding yourself. Do the basics, fundamentals, you'll be fine.
Eating, just getting back to the basics, just eating real food. Like that's like the number yes. one lesson I just try to get people to understand is like, just eat real food. It's funny that you say that we don't know how to eat. Humans are supposed to be the smartest animals on the planet. And we're the only ones that can't figure out what we got to eat, which is something we do every single day. It's funny Absolutely. That you put it that way. Well, let's, no. sorry, go on.
Yes, no, I think you're so spot on there. I think this is a very important aspect. And every time I go to any library or any bookshop, 90%, 80% of the book focus on diet and food, yet very little focus on everything else. You know? So,
absolutely. Well, on that note, let's not dive deep into the nutrition. I like the other areas that we're talking about because I don't get to commonly talk about these things. So let's move on to the next one, and we won't dive into the nutritional aspects. So what's next on your list?
Okay, the next one is more into activities, physical, mental, and emotional activities. Very, very important. You need to move your body. Body is designed to move. You need to move your body. You know. Sitting in the office for 8 hours and going to the gym for half an hour is not going to help you, unfortunately. We have to move all throughout the day. I've seen many women in India and many other places, they live a very good, healthy life. And they don't go exercising or, you know, all they do is very active in the house, doing little chores here and there, you know. Very active. Whereas men sit down outside with a, you know, pot belly and couch and, you know, don't move at all. They don't live very long, you know, whereas women, they live very long. I've seen my grandmother, she's still now 99, 100. And all she does whole day, just moving around, you know. So I think And I've seen this again and again in every culture, that we really need to move and emotionally connected. You know, mental learning is very important. Doesn't matter, even if you're retired, you can still learn a lot of things. There are so many things to learn in the world. Go outside in the nature. You know, you can learn enormous amount of things. You know, go and pick up a flower. I mean, we don't even understand all these leaves and flowers and even a blade of grass, really, in totality. Go and learn. I think there's so much to do. If you're sad, if you're depressed, my suggestion is, or even if you don't know what to eat, go out in the nature. Be hungry. Go out in the nature for 3 hours, 4 hours walk. See what it does to you. Mm. You know, everything will come into balance. So it's very important to be connected, you know, physically, mentally, and emotionally as well. You know, so important to have hugs in your life. So important to be able to relate to friends, have friends. You know, you don't have to have, you know, the best friends or whatever. Just go and make friendship with people. You know, say hello, hi. So this has been a major focus, and I've gone a little bit more into details as to why this is so important. And in fact, one of my aim is to, I've seen so many, I should not say old people, I should say people, veterans, for example, you know, you know, such amazing talent. You know, they're sitting in the houses, you know, nobody cares about them, you know. And I've seen other hand, small children left behind because the parents have gone to work, they're in daycares. And I like to build a society where I can put all these people together, where kids, small kids can, you know, have extended grandmothers, you know, extended families live together, hug each other, kiss each other, you know, share emotional things, you know, do physical work, you know, mental work. So I think the time has come when we cannot let our, you know, grandparents or great grandparents to just sit by themselves, you know, and letting them go to nursing home. This is just not it. So I'm very, very keen on making sure that this element is brought into our lifestyle right now. Very important, everywhere across the world, you know.
What is it about this, I mean, what is it about this connection, this community and this family? What is it that helps us to transform our life? Like, is there, do we know specific mechanisms? Is it just that sort of calming feeling where you have others who are around that you can speak with and that care, or is there something more to it?
See, by nature, we are connected with the cosmos. We're connected with everything. You believe me or not. What I breathe, if I'm sitting next to you, what I breathe out, you inhale. Mm. If you like it or not, I don't know. But what you breathe in and what you breathe out is, you know, for example, the tree next to you is breathing out oxygen and you are breathing in. Your half your lungs is sitting there. And this is actually something somebody called Sadhguru, I don't know if you know him. He always tells people, you know, that you're, you know, half of your breathing apparatus is sitting outside, hanging on the tree. He is so right. You know, we are all connected. You know, and the moment we get ourselves disconnected from the nature, disconnected from the families, communities, and now the worst thing is we even disconnecting from ourselves. We have become completely unfragmented, completely fragmented. We're getting fragmented. Even we don't even know who we are from inside. So this connection is not there. So when you are in the nature, when you are with other people, or what happens is that connection comes back to you slowly. This is the process of nature. You know, imagine we are under the same gravity. Whenever, you know, the moon, you know, the tides in the ocean, whenever the moon changes the phase, water gets impacted. We are also water. We are also getting impacted. And water and water connections. You know, so there are many, many connectivities around us. Mm. And it's very natural for us to be connected with others. It's just by nature.
And it's funny, we, you know, as social media and technology comes out, they say that it's connecting us. but you're right, it truly is disconnecting us from ourselves, from nature, from the things that truly matter as a human, as an animal, right, as a living species. You know, it's not looking at a phone on a screen that's truly connecting us. So I definitely agree and see, you know, why this is so important as part of your seven essentials. All right, so what do we have left? One, two more left?
Yes, two more left.
Two more left.
The sixth one is more into elimination of toxins.
Okay.
This is something which is talked about nowadays, but some of the key elements are missing in this whole discussion.
Okay.
You talk about fasting and detoxing, which are very important. Fasting is actually important. But, you know, there are a lot of other aspects to detoxification. For example, what I've seen, and this is actually very, very true, that we don't care about what we excrete. You know, the sweat that comes out, pee, you know, going to the washroom. We don't connect with all those activities that we do. And we just don't even talk about them. Believe me or not, almost 80% of the population across the world are constipated.
Mm, wow.
Which is very sad. You know, people don't even notice what they're eating and what happened. You know, I see, you know, your bathroom is actually your lab. There's a reason why it's called laboratory, you know. It's there you see what's coming from the tongue. You know, if you have white, sludgy stuff on your tongue, it's toxins. And the body is trying to eliminate toxins. And many cultures don't even have that thing about cleaning the tongue. It's very, very important. And in the morning, what I find that when you go to the washroom, first clean the tongue. And what happens is all of a sudden, actually, if you do chemical analysis of that, I won't speak about that in the public radio, but I feel that this is very, very important. You know, after that, you drink some water, maybe a little bit of warm water with some lemon juice, and clean your bowel movements. What I find that a lot of people have huge amount of issues. They cannot relate food with movements. They don't even know what is a good bowel movement, what is not, you know. Mm. And interesting thing that nobody talks about it. Even doctors don't talk about it nowadays. I don't know. This is a very strange phenomenon. Whereas I remember my grandmother, you know, they will know straight away what to eat, what not to eat, what's the impact going to be tomorrow. You know, the smell, for example, when we pee, the smell from the pee will tell you. So the whole biochemistry, you know, you can observe our biochemistry on a daily basis. And believe me or not, it can transform your life just by doing simple things. It'll tell you, look, I ate this food yesterday. Look, my son, I should not say this. My son actually has been eating lamb. He likes meat for some reason. And we are vegetarian family, mostly vegetarian family. Okay. And he started, no, that's fine in Toronto. He goes to the farmer's market and gets the best lamb possible. And, you know, after a few days, he smells like lamb.
Really?
You know, he smells like lamb. You know, he's you know, of course, after a shower, may not. You know, sometimes you can feel from your sweat. So what I'm saying is, you are what you eat.
Absolutely.
In fact, you are what you digest. So elimination of toxin is a very, very important one. And let's not worry about all the fasting and all the detail, you know, stuff like that. Just focus on things that you're very close to. You do that on a daily basis. Focus on them and relate to the food that you eat, the drinks that you take on a regular basis. It will transform your life.
Mm.
And I've been actually doing a lot of experimentation on the dental hygiene side of things, you know. I actually went to the dentist yesterday, which I don't go. I have been there after 5 years, you know, and she was completely panicking. He said, you know, you don't have any cavities. You'll never have cavities in your whole life for whatever reason. And what I realized that actually, you know, any dental health is a function of of course, it's to do with nutrition, stuff like that, but how you maintain your, you know, dental hygiene as well. Mm. Cleaning your tongue on a daily basis, you know. Using warm water, sometimes coconut pulling, oil pulling. I'm sure in Bali, people will be doing that. Coconut oil pulling, simple things like that, that you can do on a regular basis. You know, this is a very important part of detoxification on a daily basis. And that has to come into limelight, you know?
Mm.
So very, very important.
Absolutely. And I think, like you said in the beginning, this is an area that we're starting to learn about. People are always, you know, trying to do detoxes and things. So we're starting to become aware of toxins, which is good. I mean, we're getting there in some areas. Some of them, I think we're still lacking, you know, getting out in nature, sunlight, et cetera. But some of them we're starting to improve on. So that's good. Hopefully your book is going to allow us to really start to improve in all these different areas. Let's get the final one then, and then we can kind of give a bit of a summary and wrap it up. I do have a stop time at 8 o'clock, so we got to get it in by then.
Absolutely. So the final one is all about, you know, bringing everything together. See, everything I've talked about is focusing on external things, you know, external to us. Even though the sixth element I talked about, toxins all about inside. Now I'm going inwards. So seventh element is all about going inwards now. And once you start bringing all these five or six elements, start applying them on a daily basis, what you find that you'll tend to go inwards. Hmm. You tend to know yourself. And that's where towards the end, the meditation comes in. I don't want to talk about meditation here, but that automatically comes in. You don't have to sit down and meditate. All these things are meditative. Focus on the water. This drink this water. If you revere this water and drink it in a very conscious way, that's meditation. When you eat the food in a very conscious way, I call it mindful eating, that's meditation. Hmm. You're walking on the forest, you're walking barefoot on the ground, that's meditation. So all I'm trying to do now is, on the last chapter, bringing everything together so that we can put everything so that we can reconnect with ourselves, so that we're not a fragmented human being anymore. And reason for that is, that's the only way to realize our full potential. Otherwise, we're all distracted. You can live a life for 80 years, 90 years, but you won't see the value of your contribution, your value. But I think here, all you're doing is connecting ourselves, reconnecting ourselves deep inside. That's really all about. And there are a few steps I've mentioned there, seven different ways actually of doing it.
Of course.
Again, so all about going inwards, really. That's all about.
Well, you know what I love about this is, as I listen to each step and each you know essential that you have to transform your life, I think about different people that I've interviewed on my podcast that I've spoken to, who went in depth about each one, and it's really cool that you know you've kind of brought it all together. You've kind of said, you know, it's not just about nutrition, it's not just about sunlight, it's not just about, you know, walking barefoot. It's all of these things and encompassing it all, because we are complex human beings and we are a lot more than just, hey, eat this food or go to the gym or do this. And so I think it's really, really cool that you've sort of brought all these areas together. So one, good for you for being able to do that. I think that's so important. Others may be thinking, you know, there's a lot of stuff, a lot of things that I got to change, a lot of things that I can do. What kind of advice do you have to just simplify this and say, hey, here's where you can get started if you want us to transform your life?
Yeah, so in my book here, what I've done is towards the end of the chapter, I have a very simple scorecard that, and even though I talk about seven different elements, essential elements, you know, all you have to do is look at the level, you know, what's your level or commitment, or you have to assess yourself on a daily basis. And this scorecard helps you to make it very, very simple. It's actually very simple. It takes you 1 or 2 minutes. So all you have to do is to start with, it might take maybe a couple of minutes to do the scoring. So you can assess yourself on a daily basis. You know what? One is fine. Two is fine. You know what? I got a scoring of three here. You know, so the scoring is basically 1 to 4. One is the best and four is, you know, suboptimal. So ideally you need to be around 1 and 2. So if you score say 3 or 4 in some of the elements, you need to focus on that more. Mm. Essentially, it's a daily thing that you do among ourselves. For example, whatever I did today, I did my self-assessment as to, you know, what I did. I might find that maybe today I didn't go outside. I was working in the computers, you know, whole day. So I didn't get sunlight. So maybe my cosmic energy number 3 was, you know, down. So I have to make sure that tomorrow I don't do that, you know. So you become more aware. This book is all about bringing awareness, you know. And so this is all about awareness. It's not about do this, do that. Nothing at all. It's all about being aware. Make sure that you balance all this. They're all important for us. They're all going to help us. So that's why my last chapter is all about simplifying everything. Make sure that it is something should come natural to us.
Absolutely. And so if someone wanted to pick up your book, is it on Amazon or where can we get the book?
Yes, it's in Amazon Indigo and all the major bookstores. And I think anybody can go into amazon.ca or amazon.com or AU, wherever you are, and you can get a copy of this book.
Awesome. And I'll grab the link, the Amazon link, and throw it on the show notes. So you can just click on it if you want to get to the book. It's called The 7 Essentials to Transform Your Life. Dr. Bruin, thank you so much for joining me here. It's good to talk to a fellow Torontotarian. I've been away now for about 7-8 months, so I kind of miss Toronto, so it's good to speak to another one. I love the work that you're doing. It's really interesting stuff, and I think it's also important for us to hear. So thanks again for sharing your information. Guys, if you think that some of the things we touched on you could work on, then pick up this book and give it a go and run the test that he said, the little quiz at the end, scorecard, and see where you are. Again, thank you so much for joining me, and I wish you all the best. That's a wrap, folks. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, you could do me a wonderful favor by taking a screenshot and sharing it with your friends on social media. Feel free to tag me at healthsimple_ and let me know your thoughts. And if you have any questions, feel free to shoot me a DM as well. I would love to hear from you. I hope you guys all have a wonderful day.